Welcome to the Gut Goddess Show, a podcast for women who are fed up of being tired, bloated, and riding the hormonal roller coaster. This is for you if you're ready to create a better belly and gut health, balance your hormones, and create a more peaceful, happier mind. I'm Kezia Hall, your host, holistic nutritionist, coach, mom to young kids, trauma thriver, science, and holistic geek. And this show explores my three-part methodology, the three F's for feeling good: food, feelings, and function. So if you're ready to create pain-free periods or ditch the toilet, food, and IBS drama and just create a normal, joyful relationship with your body and with the food that you eat without overwhelm, restriction, or crazy health obsession, this is the podcast for you, and I am so glad that you are here. Let's get started with today's episode. Why do you have awful PMS? Why the low moods, the sore boobs, the insomnia? Why do you feel like crying all the time? Why do you get really anxious or really depressed? What is with PMS? Is it just like a normal part of being a woman, or is there stuff you can do about it? Spoiler alert, there's definitely stuff you can do about it. And I'm going to share with you in this episode all the things that you can do, because your periods, your hormones are actually meant to be this like incredible superpower. They're not meant to be this thing that limit you, that hold you back, that you hate, that kind of make your life miserable. You're not meant to be on this hormonal roller coaster that you don't feel in control of and that you don't want to be on in the first place. Your hormones are here to serve you, to add to your life, not take away. Okay, so we're going to dive into that, into the show. And I've worked with so many clients all around their periods and their hormones. I myself used to be on the hormonal roller coaster with heavy, painful periods where I just needed to be like medicated for at least 3 days just to make it through. I would have PMS that would just feel like, you know, like some sort of like other monster had just picked me up and was throwing me around. You know, that way, that's how PMS felt like to me, just being like tossed around by this thing that is hormones. And thankfully, that is not the case. And whilst it's normal, if you are a cycling person, to have fluctuations in your hormone, it's not normal to feel like you're being tossed around with every part of your cycle. That's not fun. I know from experience. So that's what we are looking at today. And I hope where you are in the world, if you celebrate Easter or have school holidays, you are probably listening to this as I am on school holidays with my kids. And I actually love Easter. Spring is happening. You have the spring equinox or Ostara. You have Easter Sunday. There's bunnies, there's daffodils, there's new life, there's chocolate, there's like fertility. It's one of my most favorite times of year. So I hope that you are enjoying springing if you're in the Northern Hemisphere, or kind of summer waning if you're in the Southern Hemisphere. I know we have people from all over the world who listen to this podcast, which is crazy. Welcome to you all. And other updates that have been going on here is, to be honest, not that much. Life right now is wonderfully full between clients, this business, all the things I want to do here. I am launching a new podcast, hopefully might be out by now, it might not be, we'll see, called the Profit and Peace podcast, which is all about business, making money, working for yourself as a mother, and why motherhood is the brilliant time to cultivate more wealth and more calm and more peace. Yes, I did just say those things. And then I also work for a charity, a mental health charity that's all about optimizing nutrition for mental health for young and old. And so I'm organizing a conference for them all around mental health and getting some of the best researchers and experts, like world-class experts, David Perlmutter, Robert Lustig, Harvard-trained psychiatrists to come and share their research about it. But it turns out organizing a conference for international speakers is just quite a big thing. So that, now that I've said that out loud, it makes sense that things have been full. So I have been ramping up my self-care game, because I'll let you into a secret. My quote-unquote problem is there is so much fun stuff I want to create that my frustration is that I don't have enough time to create it if I want to embody all of these practices, if I want to look after myself. Like, I joke sometimes with my husband, like, if only I didn't need to sleep, I could do like a whole other degree, like, which I would love to do. I would love to do a whole other degree, like, yes. But I am totally devoted and I 100% practice the things that I preach around self-care, around sleep, around regulating my nervous system, around getting support, around eating, not perfectly, but eating healthy and strategically, about eating protein, eating fiber, supporting and nourishing my relationships, like all of these things. So that does just mean I can't do everything, alas, but I am loving the things that I am doing, which is such a gift and such a privilege. That's kind of why I want to start the podcast, because I was like, so many people and clients I work with, a big source of their health issues is a job they hate. And I love all my jobs. And that's such a gift. So I'm sharing with that in this other podcast. Anyway, and I've also been starting with some new clients, which is really fun. I do still have space for new clients as of recording this. I'm recording this in advance, so this might have changed, but I do have spaces, two spaces for new clients in my Bloom program, which is my 6-month program, which is like a program like no other. It's like something you've never tried before. It's unique. It's designed to work. There's support. It's data-driven. It's science-led. It includes lab tests. It will help you shift your mindset, your relationship with food, and you will feel like you have bloomed into this completely different person. Or really, you've just become more yourself because you've healed and repaired over 6 months. So I do still have spaces for that as of recording this. You can find out more about that at keziahall.com/bloom. And each month I am offering free Well Woman audits. These are free holistic health assessments where you can figure out why you feel so rubbish. And these are so fun to do. I've been doing a couple of these over the last few weeks, and we go through this whole like visual process of the 8 different areas that we assess, and we look at what's really going on. So if you haven't booked your Well Woman audit, you can do that at keziahall.com/audit. Okay, let's dive into today's show and talk all about PMS. I said PMS. Okay, I'm gonna stop singing now. Heads up, I have got something very exciting happening in April and May. On the 15th of April, I'm beginning my spring workshops. I'm doing 3 different workshops on different topics, which will be like small workshop group coaching settings to help you sort out your hormones, your body, your belly, and feel really good. So if you're in need of a reset, if you need some support, if you need the blueprint, the strategy, if you need to know exactly what to eat, what to do, how to sort out your hormones, how to sort out your IBS, how to sort out your body composition, then this is for you. The first workshop is the 15th of April. That's going to be all around gut health, from beating the bloat and IBS. Then 2 weeks later, we've got how to balance your hormones from periods to perimenopause, what you need to eat, take in order to stay happy, balanced, and well. And the third one is all around body composition. So you can come to all of them. You can come to one of them. Head to keziahall.com/spring. in order to find out more. So that's keziahall.com/spring to pick your workshop, to buy the bundle. And this, if you sign up for the whole bundle, then this is really going to become like a 6-week program of that regular accountability. And I will be sharing with you the blueprint that you need. And you can come to each workshop, take 2 weeks to implement, come to the next one, take 2 weeks to implement, come to the next one, 2 weeks to implement. See how I worked it out that way? These workshops are going to be so essential for you hitting the reset button, building the right foundations in when it comes to your eating and supplementation and lifestyle choices, but also when it comes to kickstarting you so that when time summer comes, you can feel incredible. So keziahall.com/spring, join me in the spring workshops. I'd love to see you there. So why do you have PMS, premenstrual syndrome? Why do you feel awful, so awful before your period? Like why is that? Because this is really common. It's something that irritates me slightly because it's so normalized in our culture. And whilst it's normal to have fluctuating hormones, because hello, if you're a cycling female, then you constantly have fluctuating hormones, and that's okay, that's normal. But when this goes to the extreme and that is normalized and tolerated, that irritates me. Your hormones are here to serve you. Yes, it is a cycle. There is fluctuations. You go up and you go down. But if you're like dropping off the edge of a cliff and feeling like not yourself and awful and horrendous, that's not okay. That means there's some imbalances and you can address those and carry on living your awesome life. So PMS. Premenstrual syndrome. What does that most often look like? With clients, what I'm asking them is things like, do you experience like low mood? Do you get really anxious or really depressed or excessively teary? Are your boobs really sore? Do you get maybe kind of sort of insomnia, trouble sleeping? Does your energy levels just like disappear completely? Do you get flare-ups of maybe acne or joint pain? Is there any cyclical symptom? Really, not classically, but in my head, when I'm dealing with clients and working with them, I'm looking at where is there any cyclical symptoms. So for 2 weeks out of every four, your sleep is poorer, your anxiety is higher, and you get more spots. Okay, that's telling me something about your cycle and your hormones. Or maybe you get really, really depressed and your boobs get really, really sore and uncomfortable and you're just so exhausted for 10 days every 2 to 3 weeks. Again, okay, that's telling me something. So we're really looking at a whole variety of symptoms, and each symptom kind of tells us different things and gives us a bit more information and a bit more clue of what could really be going on. But essentially when we have PMS, there's several things happening. On one level, there's highly likely to be some hormonal imbalance, and we'll talk about that. And on another level as well, slightly more emotionally or spiritually or esoteric, we're also looking at how well you are managing your energy and your emotions and your nervous system for the rest of the cycle. Because simply put, if you are go, 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 and you don't look after yourself and you live a high stress, high cortisol life, and you don't really have a lot of self-care, you don't have a lot of boundaries, you don't have a lot of practices where you are nourishing and looking after yourself, then that is going to show up most prevalently in this part of your cycle, in the week to 2 weeks before your period, because that is when your body is at a, let's just say, a less resilient state. Your immune system goes down slightly. It's natural to have a slight dip in energy. It's natural for your mood to shift slightly. But if you're not taking care of yourself in the rest of your cycle, it shows up most during this time. Also to clarify, PMS normally is that premenstrual syndrome, meaning, or premenstrual symptoms, it's happening the week to 2 weeks before you start bleeding. So quick recap, with a natural hormonal cycle, you have got four phases. You have got the bleeding phase. Phase one is when you are bleeding, you're on your period. Phase one, this is menstruation. Phase two is a follicular phase. This would be like springtime. Menstrual phase is like winter. Then you have ovulation. This is like summertime. Then you have luteal phase. This is like autumn. And this is where PMS take place, in luteal phase, which is the 10 to 14 days before you start bleeding. This is where most people have those different symptoms. So if you just are trashing your body throughout your cycle, not really resting, not really sleeping, not really nourishing yourself, in constant stress, it probably is going to show up the most and have like a magnifying glass on it during this time. So there is the biochemical aspect, there's the hormone aspects, but we're one whole being. You're not just cells and fat and muscle. You are also soul and spirit, and it's all one. You're one being. And when our cycle, especially, is what I love about my hormones and about my cycle and being a woman, is that I have this like steady flow, this cycle, this structure to kind of flow through, to help guide me, to help teach me, and help teach me self-care and teach me about myself. And so I know if I get really tired in my luteal phase before I'm bleeding, I know it's actually probably because I've done too much for the several weeks before. I know if my mood goes really down in my luteal phase, then I know actually there's probably some emotions that I haven't felt at other points in my cycle, that I maybe have some feelings that I need to feel, some emotions I need to digest, some somatic work, some somatic practices to digest my emotions, that I'm not holding and repressing my feelings. All of that stuff for me shows up in that luteal phase. It's a really beautiful phase of our cycle. It's a really important phase. It often gets very trashed because so many people have PMS and are just like, oh, what supplement can I take to get rid of PMS? Whereas actually, I would encourage you, if you struggle with PMS, to look at this, look at it as a mirror. What are these symptoms that you're experiencing on a cyclical basis? What are they mirroring to you about your life, about your choices, about your belief, about the structure, about the way you have created your life? And is there any opportunity to change? And also, equally, you might be like, no, because yeah, I've done so much of the work. I've done counseling. Maybe you have PMDD really bad and you've done lots of therapy and lots of support, but you just feel awful. Maybe, and it might be for you less about your life and that mirror. It might be very much about your hormone balance, your biochemistry, your detox pathways, those kind of things. That's why I'm a holistic nutritionist and coach, is that everyone is different. And we've got to figure out what your unique root cause is. So I have spoken a little bit about the more emotional, spiritual, and cyclical part of it. So let's dive into some more of the hormonal imbalances that can be going on that can create this drain or this set of imbalances. Because whilst it's really normal for your hormones to fluctuate, and so in your luteal phase, your estrogen will have gone down and your progesterone should rise into a curve. But at the beginning of your luteal phase and at the end, you are going to have these low points, these kind of transition periods where it is normal to have some changes in mood. You're not going to feel the same every day out of your cycle. You're just not. So that's why tracking and knowing and understanding your cycle is so, so important, so that you know what your normal is. So I know that for me, my hardest days are what are called the transition days, when I'm transitioning from ovulation into my luteal phase before my progesterone has really peaked. Those are often the days that feel where I might feel wake up feeling more anxious. Also where I might get a bit more, like, as my mom would say, Eeyore about the world, like a bit more depressed. Like my view is less bouncy and optimistic. It's a bit more like, oh, the kids, oh, they're nuisances. You know, a bit more like old lady or like grumpy in my approach. But I know what's normal for me, and it's not extreme. I know it's happening. I track it in my work life, in my home life. My partner tracks it. So I know, oh, okay, this is when my energy is lower. Also, I know for me, sensorily, it's my luteal phase overall. I get a lot more overwhelmed in terms of senses, sound, smell, touch, and obviously I have three young kids, so there's a lot of sensory overload that takes place. So I give myself permission to wear more noise cancelling headphones, to step away from the kids, to ask for help, to say no to huggies, and just to put in a couple more kind of personal space. 2024 is your time to bloom. It's your time to be done with feeling dull, foggy, frumpy, fat, sore, uncomfortable, or just limited by your symptoms in your body. And if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, which I know some of you have, and I'm so glad that you're here, I want to invite you to come and bloom with me. I have transformed my one-to-one program, and now my signature one-to-one six-month private program is called Bloom, and I'm taking on new clients right now. This is for you if you are struggling to see results on your own and you're just ready, you just know that you want to become the most radiant, confident, happy person that you can be. You want to feel at home in your body. You want to feel at a healthy weight. You want to feel just good without pain, being able to do things and no longer feeling limited by your symptoms, by your lack of confidence, by body image issues, by pain, by toilet issues, hormone drama. You just want to feel good. Bloom is my six-month premium program for people that are ready, like totally ready to be done with all the health drama, but they know they need guidance, they need strategy, they need support, they need personalized data. That is what Bloom is for. It also now includes an in-person retreat if you want to come to that, and I am currently taking on new clients. The way you get started is just to book your free clarity call. It doesn't commit you to anything. I would honestly love to chat to you. Even if you decide not to work with me, that's totally fine. You head to keziahall.com/book to book in your free clarity call, and I would love to speak with you. This isn't a will it work for you. It's really about if you're ready. I know this can work. A holistic, personalized nutrition and lifestyle approach can work for you. I've seen it time and time again. The question is, are you willing to decide to bloom? Are you going to allow yourself to become the most healed, radiant, confident, and happiest version of yourself? And if that's you, and I feel like the right person for you, keziahall.com/book to book in your free call, or you can go to keziahall.com/bloom, B-L-O-O-M, to find out all the details and the payment plans. Also, if you sign up soon, There'll also be a special discount and extended payment plan. So I'd love to chat with you. KezuHall.com/bloom, and I'll speak to you soon. But let's go back to hormones. So what is happening? So what should be happening in your luteal phase is you've had ovulation, you've had this peak of estrogen, you've had a bit of a spike of testosterone and progesterone, and then things take a bit of a dip. And then over that 10 to 14 days before you start bleeding, your progesterone should be slowly rising, like a nice little curve. And progesterone is a really calming, soothing hormone. It's essential for conceiving and pregnancy, but it's also really important for your brain. So we often think about it just from a period and fertility perspective, but it's really important for your brain, for your mood, for your sleep, even things like pain management, a whole host of things. Progesterone plays a role in skin, hair, all these things. So that's what should be happening. But if you're really struggling with PMS, there's several things that can go awry. The most common thing that I see in clients is that their progesterone, that nice little rise that should be happening, doesn't happen as much. It kind of either flatlines or it just doesn't peak as much, or you're not really getting this lovely upward trend, this lovely curve of progesterone. It's kind of a little blip or not very much going on. So that can cause a lot of problems. You can see how that would affect the brain. If progesterone is a really brain nourishing hormone, you can see how that's totally going to affect your mood. It's totally going to affect your sleep. That kind of pre-period insomnia has come up a lot with clients. It's going to affect your anxiety. It's going to affect your skin. It's going to affect so many things. So low progesterone is one of the things that can go wrong. And there's loads of things here. You know, I run often hormone panels with clients called the Dutch test, because I'm going to mention a couple of imbalances here, but really there's a lot of things that could be going on that could be getting in the way that are maybe quite nuanced. When we think about hormones and sex hormones, we have a lot of players and we have a lot of variables. You have testosterone, you have estrogen, you have progesterone, you have non-sex hormones like cortisol and DHEA that play a role. You have things like melatonin and your thyroid, again, that all play a role. So there can be so many options of things that have gone wrong. How encouraging. And that we've got to figure out. So I'm going to just do a big overview of the things that come up most often with my clients, because this is something like most people I work with struggle with. Something I really used to struggle with as well. I would get really anxious, really low, feel like I had no friends, was just awful. Everything was awful before my cycle. And then I would actually start my periods and it would be incredibly painful and incredibly heavy and just awful. And now it's kind of like just like I'm riding this like cool wave. Like there's not that heaviness. There's not the pain. There's not like everything doesn't go off a cliff. I don't have sore boobs. I sleep fine before my, you know, all the things. So low progesterone, that can be an issue. And one of the big reasons for that lowered, for those symptoms of PMS. And so then the next question is, well, why would your progesterone be low? Now, again, there can be lots of reasons for this. One of the biggest ones and the most underrated that people don't understand is stress. If your brain is consistently telling your adrenals to produce a lot of cortisol, if you're consistently pressing that adrenaline button, that metaphorical adrenaline button, then those are hormones. So if you're constantly chronically stressed, your body is going to prioritize these stress hormones. And really simply put, it's just not going to prioritize these progesterone hormone. So your body is just going to focus on stress, stress, stress. And over time, it's really common that your progesterone will go lower, lower, and lower, lower. And so that's why I said at the beginning, how you manage your life, your stress, the self-care that you have plays a really big role. Stress has a huge biochemical impact on the body. It's not just it would be nice to not be stressed. No, it is essential for you to be well and to heal. So we have low progesterone, and then that you can, when looking at why, cortisol, adrenaline plays a big role in that. Also, just as you get older as well, late 30s, early 40s, your progesterone is naturally going to start dropping. Also, your body needs key nutrients, key resources, ingredients, shall we say, to produce progesterone. It's something that the body creates and it needs things for that creation. You can then have structural issues going on in and around the ovaries. Also, a lot of progesterone production or hormone production, yes, takes place in your ovaries, in your womb, but it always gets signaled by the brain. You've got to remember, you've got to nourish the brain. The brain is what sends the messages to these organs. So a lot of the time, maybe with clients, there's been some traumatic brain injury, there's chronic stress, there's poor sleep. Also, thyroid health can play a huge role in this. While thyroid hormones aren't sex hormones, they are still hormones that interrupt this whole cycle. So you can see there's so many things that can go wrong. The next hormonal imbalance that can take place is estrogen. So sometimes if your progesterone is more on the lower side, then your estrogen might really climb or just be out of ratio. And what can happen sometimes is that people's estrogen levels are too high. So during this phase, during this luteal phase, their progesterone is maybe not ideal and their estrogen is still high. They've not cleared all that estrogen from their body after ovulation. Ovulation, you get this big peak of estrogen, and then the body needs to get rid of that estrogen, right? We are cyclical, our hormones fluctuate. Part of that fluctuation is the body's ability to clear and remove hormones, essentially through your detox pathways and poop and wee, and you just getting rid of them. If you're not clearing, if you're not removing estrogen, then you can almost get something called estrogen dominance, where your estrogen is too high and potentially your progesterone is too low, or your progesterone might not be too low, it's just out of ratio with your estrogen. So what does this all mean and why does it matter? But this can just create a whole host of symptoms and problems and really add to that hormonal imbalance and that PMS picture. It's really common for people to have suboptimal progesterone levels and high estrogen levels, which can create a lot of heavy periods and a whole host of other problems. Or potentially as well, I've also had clients that are just low in progesterone and they're low in estrogen. They're just low. So it does require a little bit of detective work, but there is a couple of simple things that you can do to bring about balance to your PMS without necessarily working with me or doing a Dutch test. Although I would recommend, if you've been struggling with your periods for a long time and you've tried all the things, come and work with me. Let's run some labs. Let's figure out what's going on. Let's kind of just wave goodbye to PMS and heavy periods and painful periods, because you do not need to tolerate that. I know you've been told that it's normal and you should, but you don't need to. But simple things that you can do. Number one is managing your stress on the day to day throughout your cycle. This is breathing, this is meditation, this is running a hot bath instead of tidying the kitchen or answering emails at 8 o'clock at night. This is going to bed at a reasonable time. This is self-care, practical self-care, not just like candles and bubble baths, although bubble baths with Epsom salts is great because you get magnesium in there, but really managing your stress and making that a priority. Moments in the day where you are signaling to your brain that you're safe and you're not asking your brain to produce more cortisol, more adrenaline. That will make a huge difference to your cycle. Next thing that can be really helpful, especially if you suspect low progesterone, is vitamin C. Really affordable, a really safe, really well-researched vitamin. Vitamin C can help in that production of progesterone. So taking some vitamin C every day, 500 milligrams, maybe even up to 1,000 milligrams, even though that's above the recommended daily allowance, can be a really safe and effective way to support that natural progesterone increase. Another thing that you can do that can be super helpful is making sure you eat, what am I going to say? Protein and fiber. So balancing your blood sugar. I know I say this all the time, but I say it because it's worth repeating. Balancing your blood sugar by eating protein with every meal can really help to balance out your hormones. It can create less inflammation in the body, less stress, and can really do wonders to actually your whole cycle, your period, and everything else. So those are three really simple, really practical things you can do to actually begin to ditch the PMS. And for some of you, that will be all you need to do. And for others of you, if you've been struggling for a long time and maybe you know you have PCOS or you know you have endometriosis or you have cysts or fibroids or there's just more stuff going on, come and work with me. I am taking on new clients right now. I have lots of different ways you can work with me. You can work with me in Bloom. You can work with me in some of my shorter programs. The main thing you want to do is book your Well Woman audit, which is a free holistic health assessment at keziehall.com/audit. So you can book your audit there. It doesn't commit you to anything, but I'd love to chat to you about your periods and your hormones and all the things, because your cycle should actually feel like a gift. It should feel like this, like not this wild roller coaster that you're forced to go on, but that this like lovely path that you wander through. You know, that's the difference. I don't feel like I'm on a wild hormonal roller coaster, but I used to. And so did a lot of my clients. They came to me really struggling, flooding, pain, all the awful stuff. And then once we figured out their unique root causes, once we did that, you know, a Well Woman audit on them and a holistic assessment, then we could figure out their root causes and things could change. So I hope this helps. know that you don't have to live with PMS. While it's really common, it's not normal, and there's lots of things you can do. Okay, speak to you next week. Lots of love. Bye. Are you wondering what the heck is going on with my body? What is with the bloating, the hormonal roller coaster, the pain, the fatigue, your inability to lose weight? And you know you want things to change, like that, you're very clear on that. You want something to change, but you have no idea what direction to head in. You read stuff, you listen to stuff, but how do you know where to begin? How do you know where to start? What's the first steps? If that's you, then I want to give you some answers within the next 10 minutes. Go to keziahall.com/quiz to do the free Gut Goddess quiz, and I'm going to point you in the right direction, give you three things that are going to help you, help your symptoms, and get you started so that things feel clear, doable, and that you can actually see some big shifts. So go to keziahall.com/quiz, complete the quiz. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. And if you haven't left me a review yet, please go to iTunes, scroll down, look at ratings and review, and give me a 5-star review and leave a few comments. It really helps the podcast to reach more people. And if you want to know more about anything I mentioned in the podcast, you can go to the show notes at keziahall.com/blog. And I would love to hear from you if you have any other questions. And please share this podcast with anyone that you know that you find helpful. Screen share it, put it on Instagram, Facebook, put it in your WhatsApp groups, screenshot it, share it with a friend. The more people that hear about this show, the merrier, because more and more women need to know how good they get to feel. So thank you for being here, and I will see you next week.